Dictation for Carol, Darling, D-A-R-L-I-N-G, September 21, 45, addresses a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 8286835. Dear Mr. Flegel, consultation for Mrs. Darling, abnormal kidney function. She's been followed with cardiology, Dr. Martindale, M-A-R-T-I-N-D-A-L-E. There has been, in December 2022, transesophageal echo with successful electrical cardioversion. She denies any change of weight or appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, esophageal reflux or abdominal pain. Some degree of constipation, but no bleeding. Some nocturnal incontinence of effort and stress, but no recent infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no gross edema, denies numbness, tingling, burning. However, feet feels kind of cold, dusky, but not painful. Denies chest pain palpitations. There was recently low blood pressure. Medications were adjusted by cardiology. She has a sleep apnea but unable to use the CPAP machine. Supposed to be using inhalers, but she doesn't feel they are helping. She has not required any oxygen as her oxygen saturation at home is 96%. Does have some nasal congestion, no skin rash, some bruises from antiplatelets, no headache, fevers, no bleeding nose gums, other review system for chronic back pain, no other localized discomfort. Next paragraph, her past medical history, hypertension, elevated cholesterol, she denies diabetes. She has prior coronary artery disease and heart attack. She did have a mitral valve replacement and a bypass. Open heart surgery, Dr. Collar, C-O-L-L-A-R. Without complications, done at Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D, the atrial fibrillation, electrical cardioversion, congestive heart failure. Peripheral vascular disease, but no procedures done. History of viral hepatitis when she was in high school without sequela. No vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. She denies anemia, blood transfusion, kidney stones. She was not aware of kidney problems. Next paragraph, surgeries including open heart surgery for mitral valve replacement, coronary artery bypass, gallbladder, tonsils adenoids, bilateral length implant, multiple cysts, different parts of her body, total of 12 removed. For example, the scalp, wrist, elbow, and others. Next paragraph, never smoke, very rare alcohol. Next paragraph, a long list of side effects, including statins, penicillin, aspirin, Coric, ibuprofen, latex, sulfa, topical, Vaseline. Next paragraph, present medications include chlorthalidone, vitamin C, Plavix, Zetia, Lasix, allergy medicines, lisinopril, magnesium replacement, metoprolol, melatonin, Singulair, potassium, vitamins, vitamin C, coumadin, and CoQ10. Next paragraph, review system for she did have prior COVID. Around 2021, this is the one that associated to the heart issues. And then last year, the second episode of COVID, but it was not requiring any no severe pneumonia, did have some abnormalities of taste and smell, but recovered. Next paragraph on physical exam, her weight of 222, 61 inches tall, blood pressure 110 over 60 on the right, 120/64 on the left, standing on the left, 114/62. Alert orientation 3, no gross respiratory distress, normal pupils, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, JBD. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, appears regular, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver spleen, good peripheral pulses, minor varicose veins, no gross edema, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. July, creatinine 1.64 for a GFR of 32, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin liver testing, a minor increase of AST, pro-BNP in the 3000, normal glucose. Creatinine has progressive over the last year and a half, 2022, between 1.3, 1.5, this year in June 1.9, 1.7, and then the present level. No blood, trace amount of protein in the urine, 5 to 10 white blood cells, no bacteria. Malanemia around 11 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, there is a CT scan of the chest without contrast a year ago. No acute process in that opportunity. Back in February 2021, a CT scan with contrast. There was evidence of pulmonary emboli. This is at the time of coronavirus infection, February 2021. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B, question progressive over time. Underlying hypertension. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. We are going to monitor chemistries over time. Minimal activity in the urine, close to normal. Kidney ultrasound to be requested to rule out obstruction urinary retention. I do not see nephrotoxic agents. Next number, hypertension, continue pressing medications. Next number, mitral valve replacement, coronary artery bypass, do not have information about echocardiogram. She, however, says that there is no congestive heart failure. There is and clinically stable. Next number, atrial fibrillation, status post cardioversion. Takes anticoagulation with Coumadin, antiplatelets with Plavix, and rate control. Next number, prior pulmonary embolism at the time of coronavirus infection 2021. Next number, minor frequency nocturne incontinence, clinically stable. Next number, reported question COPD, but she has never smoked, has not required any oxygen. She doesn't believe inhalers helps. Next number, I discuss all issues with the patient. We're going to follow over time. End of dictation.